he chastised them that he loved. And yes, the world says, and them that are without are bastards. You know what a bastard is? One without leadership. One without a father, a fatherless child. Anybody can be a bastard in the natural and in the spirit. God is talking about the spirit. He said first natural, then spirit. God wants you to get in the spirit now. So you can have a right to the tree of life. God said you will be without excuse. It's time to feed ourselves in the spirit realm. He said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Your beauty can't get you in. Your money, your silver and gold can't get you in. Your fine cars can't get you in the kingdom. But the Spirit of God, even as Romans said, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies, and you shall be caught up. Mortal, this is mortality, and you shall be changed into immortality as the angels. But the Holy Ghost has got to dwell on the inside. He said, them that don't have the Spirit of God, he said, they are none of his. I believe that's Romans 8, chapter verse 9. Verse 9. The Spirit of God, he says, he sent the Spirit of God as the comforter to lead us and to guide us. What? Into all that is true. Because we walked in our way for so long. God sent the comforter. He came down that he may lead us. Coming into the doors every Sabbath, apprehending a comfortable seat, or even singing in the choir, such beautiful voices won't get you into the kingdom of God alone. For those are parts of the work and the work towards the deliverance of the people. But God says obedience is better than any of my sacrifices. 99 and a half won't do. Will I fear God or will I fear man? Because I love him, God said, if you say you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Amen. John 14 and 15. He said, if you say you love me, you do what I have commanded you to do. You keep my commandments. Why? Because my people serve me so much with their lips, and their hearts are so far from me. Amen. But God, being the one that tries the reins of every man's heart, God knows everything. And enough love within God to chastise us, to rebuke us, that we may have another chance to get it right. As long as we have breath in our body, we have a chance to make it, to get it right. Remember Psalms, the 30th chapter. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it'll come when the time is for it to come. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again, this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
Excited? I'm always excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. In the book of 2 Kings, the 20th chapter should be on our screen. Stand, we're going to read it together from verse 1 to verse 6. Amen. 2 Kings, 20th chapter, verse 1 to verse 6. We're going to exercise our reading because there's something in there we need to see. Amen. Verse 1, let's read. In those days was King Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came unto him and said to him, Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass afar Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, he healed thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee, this city, out of the hand of King Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake, for I have David's sake. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so kindly. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about it's not over until the Lord says it's over. Amen. It's not over until the Lord says it's over. I've been, last three Sundays of this month, the Lord had played in my heart to speak to us something about healing and how the Lord will deliver if you just step out on faith. And I do believe that somebody in here need to know that it's not over until the Lord say it's over. Not when you say it's over, but when the Lord say it's over. Amen. And when we learn that it's not over until the Lord say, then we can trust the Lord and step out on faith. Amen. This is something because we need to understand Hezekiah was a king of Israel. Many of the king of Israel worship idols, God, and allow the people to do the same. But Hezekiah was a good king. Amen. Looked at the mercy of God. Look at the mercy of God. He didn't do what the other kings do. And that ought to teach you a lesson. You don't have to do what other people do. You ought to do what the Lord say do. Amen. 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 Look at the mercy of God. Amen. The effectiveness of the honest prayer, a God power over life, death, and nature. We need to understand that I don't care what who say in your life is not over until the Lord say is over. Amen. Look at a message, verse 1. Amen. Message of death. Amen. The prophet Isaiah, amen, came to Hezekiah. The Bible say, the prophet Isaiah sent by God. You hear what I say? He was sent by God to King Hezekiah. And we must understand that who is deadly ill? He's sick. The Bible say, in those days Hezekiah was sick unto death. Huh? To death, meaning he's going to die. But the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said something to him, thus say the Lord. Huh? You see, he was sent by God. And then he's a messenger of God. Look what he said, thus say the Lord. Amen. Who is very sick, he brought him a very disturbed message. And we all one day going to get a disturbed message in life. I don't care who you are. Some things it would be disturbing to us. Amen. He said, look what he said. He was very ill. Amen. With a very bad sickness. He had cancer. It is right there. He said, set thy house in order, because you shall die and not live. That's a hard blow. That's a hard blow. I don't care what kind of Christian you are, that's a hard blow. This did not come from anybody else. It came from the Lord. You see, when other people tell you, you know, oh, God told me to tell you you're going to die, don't you listen to that. Don't let nobody pronounce death over your life. If it's not the Lord. That's why you need to quit listening to all those fly-by preachers. Y'all quiet in here. Y'all might be listening to some little money-grabbing preachers. You know, tell you, you know, you give me $50, I'll let you know what God's saying. That's not in the word of God. Amen? That's not true. The man of God went to Hezekiah, the captain, he said, the Lord, told me, he said, set thy house in order. Because you're going to die, buddy, and not live. Isaiah was just, watch something. He was just a messenger. You all understand what I'm saying? Huh? Come on, we can have church this morning. Come on, we can have church. He was just a messenger. That's all he was. He was a messenger from God, from the Lord. So you see, otherwise, you see, he's just a messenger from the Lord. Huh? We are not told how he becomes sick, but the Lord, huh? But it was certainly permitted by the Lord. His sickness was permitted by the Lord. What do you do when you hear bad news from the Lord? When you hear bad news from the doctor, they're different. But what do you do when you hear bad news from the Lord? When the Lord step in, huh? The messenger say, is the Lord, huh? Let the Lord. God was good to King Hezekiah, telling him that his death was near. Not all people are given time to set their house in order, but this came from God. This came from God. It's the messenger. The message brought the word. That's why you shouldn't get mad at the messenger when they bring you what does say the Lord. That's why you should get mad at the preacher, the pastor, Sunday school teacher. When they teach you the word, don't get mad at them. They're just messenger. You hear what I'm saying? They're a messenger. They tell you what does say the Lord with a scripture. Huh? As they say, the Lord told me to tell you, set that house in order. Huh? The Lord said that, huh? And the Lord is telling us today, set that house in order. The Lord is telling each one of us, get yourself together.
get yourself together. Amen. Your spirit house and your physical house you live in. Huh? Your spiritual house is the house you live in. Get it together. Otherwise, he's telling them, say, you got some stuff back home you need to get right. You need to get it right now. You need to get yourself, you know, whatever's in your name, you might need to put it in somebody's name. Whatever you got, you might be transferred. But most of all, your spiritual house. If you don't know Jesus, you need to know him right now. Get your, set your house in order. Don't wait until it's too late. Like people say, well, I got time. You don't have time because the Lord just, he sprung that up upon Hezekiah. He said, go tell him to set his house in order. He's going to die and not live. Now, that's come from God. And this word is coming from God and not man. Why we listen to man so much and we don't listen to God? We, you know, we got a problem listening when the Lord tells us, set our house in order. The Lord say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. He said, seek me first. Before you try to, you know, build your house on the outside, try to make all of this money, try to take care of earthly stuff, he said, you got to seek me first. Because this old earthly house, physically and spiritually, is going to tear down one day. And one day, we're going to leave out of here. And guess what? Whatever you got on this earth is going to stay here. Help me, Holy Ghost. I know we got some stuff here. You know, we got some nice stuff. Some of that stuff got some gold on it. But you can't take it with you. Amen? You can't take it with you. Some of us got, you know, some folk got a nice little bank account. Nice. Thank God for it. But you can't take it with you. It's going to stay down here. You got to set your house in order. There's nothing wrong with having all of that, but make sure you set your spiritual house in order. Make sure that you know the Lord at all time. Make sure you can say, Lord, if you come right now, I'm ready. I don't have to guess. I don't have to wonder. I'm ready for when you come right now. Oh, but brother pastor, I got some stuff to take care of. You better take care of right now. Not trying to scare you. But he said, the old people used to say, it's getting late in the evening. You remember that? Come on, I want some of the people, you know, it's getting late in the evening. And the sun is going down. And sometimes your sun can be in the daytime. It don't have to be at night. Your sun is going down. What he's trying to tell you that, my brother and sister, you don't know how you're going to meet debt, when you're going to meet debt, what cause of it, but he said you better be ready when debt comes. Time and winding up. He said, set the house in order. And I thought about that. I said, Lord, that'd be a shocking thing. But it's a shocking thing to an unbeliever. But to a believer, it shouldn't be shocking. Now I know, you know, I say, you know, I'm ready, Lord, when you call me. But not now. But if it is now, I'm ready. You understand? Because you see, it's good to be around folk, but when the Lord calls your name, you ought to be ready. Amen? But he said, set the house in order that shall live, that shall die and not live. You're going to die. Amen? So you see, if I'm going to die, I'm like Paul. Amen? To live a game, but to die. If I die, I gain something. For me to live in Christ but die is gain. I gain something if I die. I gain what the Lord have. But look at him. He said, He listened to all this. And then look at verse 2 to 3 at a heartfelt prayer. Look what he did. Then he turned his face to the wall and called his friends. He turned his face to the wall and got on Facebook. He turned his face to the wall and called some of his loved ones. See, come a time in life when that's personal. That was personal to Hezekiah. And when it's personal to you, you got to do one thing, talk back to the Lord. Amen. He turned his face toward the wall. This shows how honest Hezekiah was in his prayer. You got to be in praying term with the Lord. Don't wait until something happened for you to pray. You ought to learn to pray, amen, in the morning, in noontime, at night, every second, every minute. You ought to pray to the Lord. Because sometimes it's just you and the Lord. He turned his face toward the wall. His prayer was directed. Look, he directed his prayer in private. To God and not to any man. Sometimes you got to go down private and talk to the Lord. Quit asking people to pray for me all the time. Something you got to do for yourself. If you really want to get a prayer line, you really want to hear from God, sometimes you got to go down in prayer for yourself. If your child need help, if you need help, mom and daddy, if you've gone through something, you need to go down in prayer, just you and the Lord. You need to exit out everybody else, and you need to tune in the Lord. You need to say, Lord, it's me standing in the need of prayer. Not be selfish, but what I'm going through is me, Lord. I need to have a little talk with you. Anybody ever done that? I need some me time with the Lord. Amen. And not he turned his face to private to the Lord and not to any man. He dismissed Isaiah. You understand? Because Isaiah was just the messenger. I don't need to get mad at the messenger. I need to talk to God. The messenger brought me the mail. I got to open the mail and see what's in the mail. The mail say I'm going to die and not live. So if I'm going to die and not live, amen, I need to talk to the Lord. Not that I'm scared, because you understand, Hezekiah was the captain of the city. Amen. He was over some people and he was doing good. But all of a sudden, you know, here come this blow to knock him down. Look what he said. In talking to the Lord, he said, remember now, Lord. Oh, Lord. He said, remember, Lord. He reminded God of his faithfulness. Sometimes people say, oh, you know, not supposed to remind God. No, no. When you've gone down and you've been faithful, you've done what the Lord told you to do, ain't nothing wrong with reminding God. Said, Lord, remember. How I walked, how I went when I didn't feel like going, how I bowed down and prayed when I didn't feel like it, when I done what you told me to do, and sometimes it seemed like it didn't look right, it seemed like I was all alone, but I done it anyhow, Lord. Look what he said, Lord, remember now. He reminded God of his faithfulness. Have you been faithful in your stewardship? Have you been faithful in your service of God? Have you been faithful in what the Lord had designed for you to do? Have you been faithful with your walk with God? Have you been faithful with your attendance of God? Have you been faithful? And don't even look around at nobody else. Why some people don't come to church and let their friend come to church? Your friend cannot save you. You come for your own soul and salvation.
people didn't come. Why did they come? Well, they ain't gone, I ain't gone. Amen? Don't let folks send you to hell. Amen? This might be your season. Might be your time for you to come. Amen? Because some people might be hindering your blessing. And sometimes that's the time you might need to show up. Because, you know, some people might be hindering your blessing because some people don't want to see you blessed. Some people don't want to see you delivered. Some people will tell you, you know, and that's why it ain't good to tell people every time you get sick, oh, I got this. Oh, well, you know, my daddy had it and he died. My uncle, my mama had it. Girl, they died. My daddy had it, he died, you know. So, you know, you might as well just go and enjoy life, you know. Come on out, let's go and party. Let's go and party. Sometimes people can have a negative situation to what you're going through. Whatever happened to, sometimes, let me tell you, sometimes we need to reverse the curse. Because mama or daddy went through it, that don't mean I have to go through it. Y'all missed that. He said, remember me. How I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart. And I have done that which is good. Look at him. He reminds God of his faithfulness and wholehearted servant throughout his region. Huh? You see, he was on praying turn with the Lord. Amen? He said, I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. I have done what was good in your sight, not my sight, in your sight. Huh? You see, a child of God can talk to the Lord when he is down and out. I say a child of God can talk to the Lord when he's down and out. I say a child of God can talk to the Lord when he's down. I say a child. Y'all ain't moved yet, so y'all must not be a child of God. I say a child of God. I don't care how young, how old. If you have confessed Jesus Christ, you are a child of God. I'm going to do it again. I say a child of God can talk to the Lord when he's down and out. What's our problem? We want to call everybody with our problem. And telling people, child, the doctor told me I got this. I don't know what to do. But something you need to go down, you need to turn to the wall, to your wall. Shut everybody out. Shut the door. Turn the TV off. Turn the cell phone off. Tune out people and have a little talk with the Lord. Just you and the Lord. And sometimes that might be your breakthrough because when the last time you talked to the Lord? When is the last time you talked to the Lord? It's not time to give up. You see, Hezekiah prayed. It wasn't time to give up on yourself and on the Lord. Because sometimes if people hear bad news, first thing they want to do, they want to give up. But let me tell you, you might be fight to the end. And they're all waiting until the Lord says it's over. You got to fight to the end, huh? Don't give up. We give up too fast, huh? I don't care how bad it looks. Keep on praying. Keep on praying and talking to the Lord. What's our problem? We talk to too many people instead of talking to the Lord. Amen? And then another thing, you got to watch how you let people pray for you. Ooh, lost my amen. Go watch how you let people lay hands on you. That hand may not be right, because they might not be right. If they're not in Jesus, quit telling people, I call people, I need you to pray for them. Oh, yeah, you know what? They probably forgot about you. But the Lord will never forget about you. Y'all hear what I say? I say it again. Pray for yourself. Quit acting like you ain't got, you don't know how to pray. Why you don't know how to pray? Go down the Bible. Our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Yeah.
Y'all missed it. See, you should have been shouting right there.